Hello everyone, I'm Blind Cool Tech. This is Lachlan Thomas from Melbourne, Australia, and today I've got my best friend here with me, Trent Lallana.
Hello.
We're going to talk about Bop-It Download today. Now, some of you have probably heard of the Bop-It series of toys produced by Hasbro.
They're infuriatingly addictive.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they actually are.
And I know,
Because
after you guys gave me the one that you bought for me.
Yes, and I have a Bop-It download as well to everyone on Blind Cool Tech. I can't get past level 14, but I'll tell you why later. But let me tell you, I cannot put it down. I screw up, I keep going. Why? Because I have to, that's why. Anyway.
And there goes my computer in the background now.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about the Bop-It download today. We're going to give a demonstration of the unit and talk about the different levels.
Yep, and the features and things.
Yeah. Now,
Do you want to give a description of the unit or?
yeah, I will.
Cool.
Like the other Bop-It toys, the Bop-It download feels a bit like a steering wheel. I'm holding the unit in both my hands here.
Yep.
And I'm holding the unit the right way up. You can hold it whatever way you want, but I prefer to just hold it the way that it's meant to be held because I can see on the front of the unit it has Bop-It download written on it. So I have that facing the right way up. On the left-hand side of the unit, you have the spin it, twist it handle. So you twist it, you can twist it either way, and that is the twist it handle. Then you've got an arm that comes out from the toy that goes down to the spin it knob that you pull. Like on the other Bop-It toys, that knob, the spin it knob, turns the unit on.
To pull it, not spin it.
You
Pull it.
yeah, sorry. Did I say spin
You
it?
said spin it.
I mean pull it.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the port arm, and you pull that to turn the unit on to select the mode you want.
Yep.
Then, in the center, you've got the Bop-It button,
There's two
and there are
levels.
two Bop-It buttons, and it looks like AVG 7.5 has upgraded itself with that 3 and a 10 to you like it did on Thursday.
That's good of it.
I just had to say that. On
Yeah.
Thursday, when I upgraded AVG antivirus, it threw a huge tantrum.
Want to borrow this. I'm taking my button, my ball, and going
Exactly.
home. Anyway, there are two buttons on the center of the
I
Bop-It,
just had to say
on the
that to make
center
it
panel of the
funny.
Bop-It.
All right, so you've got
Yeah.
the yellow Bop-It button on the front, and
Yep.
then the green
Green
Bop-It
one.
button is on the
Back.
back.
Or if you're anything like me, it's the other way around because I tend to.
Do you hold it with the green button
Oh,
facing
I don't even
you?
remember which way I hold it. I just know that next to the green one there's a USB thing.
Yeah, and on the back of the unit there's a USB port, and we'll come onto that later.
Yep.
Now, the right-hand arm of the toy, you've got sort of down towards the battery compartment is the spinning wheel, and that's a
Yeah.
red wheel that you spin,
It
as you
is,
can
I saw
probably
that one
hear.
earlier.
Then at the top of the arm is the
Yep.
green flick it lever.
Yeah.
Now, sort of on the top part of the unit is the headphone output, and I've connected my Bop-It download to a pair of external speakers.
Is that used for the mic as well? That output?
The microphone that comes to the toy?
Yeah.
No, you plug that into your computer.
Okay.
Bop-It download, they don't call it Bop-It download for nothing. One of the things you can do, and I will be demonstrating this in this review, is you can record your own voice and use it in the game. I'm not actually going to show you how to record your voice. The software I don't think it'd be terribly accessible for screen reader users. It doesn't look terribly usable.
And neither is Hasbro's website, which is a real pain.
Yeah, the website is completely flash-based, at
Yeah.
least I think it is. I have some usable low vision, so I was able to use the software. I don't use a screen reader. I have a
Okay.
large 17-inch monitor. Trent is a Jaws user.
Yep.
But I was able to use the software without any trouble, and I will show you the voice files I've recorded for the unit. You can also download alternative sounds and music tracks, which is what I've done.
Now, before Lachlan goes on, I'd just like to mention that I have a Bop-It download and I haven't done that yet. But I'm hell-bent on beating the game first. Then I might think about downloading things.
Yeah. Now, Bop-It download, Trent, when you got yours, you were telling me the Bop-It download is all the Bop-It toys rolled into one.
Basically, yeah, it's a combination of the first Bop-It, Bop-It Extreme, Bop-It Extreme 2, and Bop-It Blast.
So on this unit, you have various different levels.
Yeah.
Level one
Is.
introduces you to Bop-It, pull it, and twist it, I believe.
Which, yeah, which is the. If you've ever played with the original Bop-It, that was all you could do. That's also the case with Blast, but there are levels that are more like Blast later.
Now, I should preface this by saying that I haven't. This is the only Bop-It toy I've played with. I've never played with any of the other Bop-It toys.
Me neither.
Raul Gallegos demonstrated Bop-It download on May Mini back in 2003.
Extreme 2.
Okay, it was Extreme 2, yeah.
Yep.
Now, you haven't heard the review, but I'll play it to you later.
Yeah, I can't
wait. Raul Gallegos demonstrated Bop-It Extreme 2 back in 2003, so I've heard, I know what the Bop-It Extreme 2 does, but I've never actually played with one.
But he will, because I want to get one.
And I wouldn't mind, but I like my Bop-It download things. No, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
So, level one, introducing you to Bop-It, Twist-It, and Pull-It. For those of you who haven't played Bop-It, when it says Bop-It, you need to press the button on the front of the unit. You push the button and release it. When it says Twist-It, you twist the handle on the left-hand side of the... Whoops, that wasn't meant to happen. You twist the handle on the left-hand side of the unit. And these controls, by the way, are quite big and quite easy to feel. They're very tactile.
And they're very distinctive. You can tell them apart. It's not like these buttons there.
Yeah, they're quite big.
Yeah.
When it says pull it, you pull the handle.
Yeah.
Level 2 introduces you to the spin it wheel. And level 3 introduces you to the
flick it
handle. Level 4... is interesting. All the controls are active in level 4, but level 4 introduces you to the individual green and yellow Bop-It buttons.
Now, the other interesting thing about level 4, though, is, yeah, excuse me, it does introduce you to the yellow and green Bop-It buttons individually, but it also sometimes it will just say Bop-It. So sometimes it matters which color it tells you to press, but other times it will just say Bop-It. So it won't matter.
So if it says green, well, then you need to press the green button. And if it says yellow, yeah, you need to press the yellow button. If it says Bop-It, you can press Bop-It.
Either. Yeah.
I always press yellow every time it says Bop-It.
I alternate.
Well, I don't. Now, level 5 is
interesting. Do you want to talk about level 5? Yes, I'll talk about level 5. This incorporates elements of Bop-It Blast. Now, we mentioned Bop-It Blaster couple of minutes ago, and I said that all Bop-It Blast contains, as far as controls go, is pull, twist, and bop. Now, Bop-It Download doesn't, because it's also got the spin and the flick, like the Extreme 2 would. So you can bop it, twist it, pull it, spin it, or flick it. What you've got to look out for is what you would have to look out for if you were playing Light Bop on Bop-It Blast. Now, I'll just explain that. In Light Bop on a Bop-It Blast, it would tell you to do something, but something else might light up. And if that's the case, you've got to do nothing. And that's what happens here. It might say spin it, but the yellow Bop-It button might light up. And you'll have to do nothing. Or it might say spin it and you have to, or twist it, or flick it, or pull it. The only time that you are safe every time it says it is if it tells you to bop it. But that's the deal. It depends what lights up as to what you do. If something different to what it says lights up, do nothing. If the light matches what it tells you to do, do it.
So that's what you've got to watch out for. And then level 6 introduces the green and yellow.
Green and yellow come back, and it's like level 5 in that you've got to make sure you know what's lit up, whether the lights are matching the commands or not.
And then after that, things get interesting.
They do.
Unlike Bop-It Extreme 2, there isn't the individual Bop-It and Box Bop modes, the
yeah,
Big Bop and Box
Bop
modes.
Box Bop, yeah.
They're different levels. So levels 1 to 6 are Big Box Bop levels.
Box Bop, essentially, yeah.
Levels 7 to...
It'd be about 11 or 12.
Big Bop levels.
Yeah.
So you need to understand the sound. So when you hear a sound,
yeah,
you have to know what it does. So when you hear the spring noise, you know that's the port handle.
No, that's the upward whistle.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
The whistle is the port handle. When you hear the spring noise, you know that's the flick it handle.
But you won't have to worry about that until level 9. But, yeah. And there's another noise for spin and for bop and twist.
Then you get up to levels 14 and 15, which are the endurance levels. This is a combination. These levels are a combination of Vox Bop and Beep Bop mode.
As level 13 is before it. But the difference between 13, 14, and 15 is 13 is just another 20 inputs, and then 14 and 15 is 250 and 500 respectively.
You can get up to it, you can play up to 1,000 points and bop it download.
Yeah.
Now, the thing you want to watch out for in level 15 is you need to make sure that the commands you've entered match, and you're playing with both Bebop and VoxBop levels.
Yeah, this is the way from 13 to the end, basically. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to turn the unit on, and we're going to talk about the different modes you have. So I'm going to pull the pullet handle, and the speakers are switched on. Yes, yep, the red light's on. You can probably hear the hissing noise it's making. Or can you?
I can, yeah.
So I'm going to turn the unit on now.
Solo!
Solo mode is pretty self-explanatory. This is just the one player mode, although the manual does indicate that if you do play solo, you can play with multiple people.
You can.
The manual does indicate that it's possible, but this is the mode you would most likely play if you're playing alone. And it's just the standard one-player mode, and it's pretty self-explanatory.
Pass it!
Pass it mode is awesome.
It is.
It's essentially the same as solo mode, but that is, the levels are the same. But what you've got to do here is you need to play the game, and you can play with as many people as you want.
That's right.
So you can play
with... So if you were going to have, like, 8, 9 friends around, you could play it.
Oh, yeah. You could definitely do that. In pass it mode, you play the game as you would normally, but when it calls out pass it, you need to pass the unit to the next person who's playing. As you play the game, if you're playing with, say, 8 people, and one person loses the game, they're out. It's an elimination match, essentially. You play until there's one person left, and the person who's left wins, essentially.
Yeah.
That's the way the manual describes it, anyway.
Yeah, which is, yeah.
Now, normally when Trent and I play two-player pass-it mode, we don't do the elimination thing. We just play.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's no point.
No, exactly.
Really doing it. If there was a group of us, we would play the whole elimination round.
I plan to do it that way one of these days.
But when Trent and I will play pass it mode, as we will shortly, we don't do the whole elimination thing.
Solo!
Okay, the unit turned itself off, so I switched it back on. It turns off after about, I'd say it's about 20, 30 seconds.
Pass it!
Pass it mode, we've done that.
One-on-one!
Now, one-on-one mode is interesting. In one-on-one mode, both, it's really a two-player game, strictly for two players.
Yeah.
You both need to hold onto the unit at the one time. One person holds onto the arm that has the twisted handle and the pullet arm. The other player holds onto the arm which has the spinning wheel and the flick it lever.
Yeah.
When the unit calls out twist it, player one twists the twisted handle.
Yep.
When it calls out pull it, player one pulls the pullet arm. If the unit calls out flick it, player two needs to flick the flick it lever. And if the unit calls out spin it, player two needs to spin the spin it wheel. If the unit says bop it, the first person to press the bop it button on their side of a toy gets a point.
Gets the point.
So player one presses the yellow bop it button, player two presses the green bop it button. And we will show you bop it one-on-one mode shortly. Now, one-on-one mode, I have played with Trent, and it's quite fun. I think you have a maximum of 5 points. And
10, playing... I think. Is it 10?
Might be. 10? I've never taken a look in the manual.
Look, I read a review, for everyone who's listening, I read a review for Bop It Blast. Now, I know this is download, but I can't imagine that the mode has altered all that much. And apparently the first person to get to 10 points is the winner of one-on-one. That's what I've read.
It may
say something like that in the manual, I'm not sure.
I'll have to have another look in the booklet. So, and in pass it mode, there are no lights. The lights don't flash up in pass it, so it's completely usable. And one-on-one, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Solo!
And the unit turned off again, so I've turned it back on.
One-on-one! Playback!
Now, playback mode is interesting. The idea behind playback is that you can download music and song, music or sound effects to the unit and then play them back. However, I haven't had any luck with this at all. I have tried going to the playback tab in the software, but it's not allowing me to download any files to the playback portion of the unit. I don't fully understand why. I wonder if you need to complete the game before you can download files in the playback section. I wonder if it's some sort of reward-based thing. That's what I'm wondering. I'm now going to give a brief demonstration of solo mode, then Trenton and I are going to play passive mode, and we'll also show you one-on-one. So I'm going to go back to solo mode.
Solo!
Now, on this unit, like on the Buffet Extreme, so you use the spinet wheel.
Low, high, medium.
To adjust the volume.
Yes.
The twisted handle.
High score, 820.
Gives you your high score. And by the way, this unit has multiple levels, as I've said. The unit will remember the last level you got up to with the highest score. So if, say, you play the game and you get up to level 8, then you stop playing and the unit turns off, when you go back to the unit, it will default to level 8. I'm up to level 15 with a high score of 820. So if I were to press the Boppet button now, the unit would start playing at level 15. I don't think the other Boppet toys do that.
I think they actually... The other Boppet toys aren't level-based, but they do remember your high scores.
Yeah, certainly Boppet Extreme 2 does.
I know Blast does as well.
Okay. See, this is what we need to play with the other
yeah,
Boppet
exactly.
toys. This is what we need to play with them, so we get a better understanding of them.
Yeah.
On Boppet Extreme 2, I understand that the flicker lever selects between Beat Bop and Vox Bop mode, but not on Boppet Download.
That's right.
The flicker... I don't know what the flicker lever does on... Oh, no, Boppet Blast didn't
Blast have a flicker
lever,
flicker.
Did it?
No.
Did the original Boppet Extreme?
I don't know, because I haven't used one.
And I don't think the original Boppet did
either. The original Boppet wouldn't have.
See, this is why we need to play with the whole series. Really, we do, so we can get a better understanding. But the Flicket lever in these games allows you to select the level you want to play. And I'm going to play level 1. And the unit turned off.
You will when you turn the unit back on.
Because we've been talking so much, the unit turns itself off.
Yep.
It's just a battery-saving feature.
Yep.
By the way, the unit uses 3 AA batteries.
And they're not included, so don't think they are. You'll have to buy them.
And there's no connection for an AC adapter either.
There doesn't really need to be. So.
You know, there's no real need for that. But I'm going to turn the unit back on. I'm going to start playing on level 1. And you'll hear that my voice is in the game because I have used the Boppet download software to record my voice and put it on the game. So I'm going to turn the unit back on and go to level 1.
Solo!
The power is on there. I pulled the pullet handle. I'm now going to push the flicket lever.
Level 1!
And actually, the lever lit up when I pushed it, so you have some visual confirmation as to what's happening. I'm going to press the Boppet button now to start the game.
Pullet! Boppet! Pullet! Twist it. In it. Bullet. Pocket. In it. In it. Pocket. Lick it. Pocket. Pocket. Twist it. In it. In it. Pocket. Bullet. Pocket. Pocket. Twist it.
That was close.
Level 4. Yellow.
Ah, see, it's a yellow there.
Twist it. Twist it. Lick it.
And that is saying flick it, not lick it.
Pop it. Pop it. Twist it. Yellow. Pop it. Lick it. Pull it. In it. Lick it. In it. Green. Twist it. Green.
It didn't break the button.
Pop it. Green. Level 5.
Okay, now we're getting into a bit with light.
Twist it. Pop it. Lick it. Pop it. Lick it. Lick it.
Twist it like a pin.
In it. Lick it.
Twist it like a pin.
In it. Lick it. Pull it. In it. Pull it. Twist it. Pop it. Pull it. Lick it. Lick it. Pop it. Pop it.
Level 6.
Green. Green. Lick it. Lick it. Twist it. Green. Pull it. Pull it. Pull it. Green. Yellow. Lick it. Yellow. Pull it. Lick it. Green. Twist it. Twist it.
Pop it like a pin.
Yellow. Pull it.
Level 7.
Now this level doesn't use the lines.
Yeah!
Hey, wow!
Score! 126!
Now, that was a pretty good run, Lachlan. I've got to tell you right there. From level 1 to level 7, that was a very good run. Can I just say something about the beat bop for a sec? Because Lachlan's downloaded new sound effects, he is bop it. So normally, if you were playing beat bop, the sounds you hear are actually very similar to the inputs when they're activated. Usually, but Lachlan's downloaded some new SFX to his new sounds to his bop it. So
those are sounds you hear when it tells you to, when it give, when, so the command sounds are the same as the original, but the input sounds are different.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
The sounds that it makes when you actually press a button or input a control are different to the defaults. But the sounds you hear when it gives you a command are the same.
Same. But if you just use a bop it download or any other bop it, like if you just use the default sounds on a bop it download, the sounds for inputs and the command sounds are very similar, or can be very similar.
Now, it is possible to restore the init to its default settings. Certainly in the software, there's a reset all button. I don't know if taking the batteries out of the unit will restore it to its default settings or not. I'm not really game enough
really
to try
it.
No. All right, well, I want to now demonstrate parasit mode, because that's the real fun of bop it. So we're gonna, are you ready to play, Trent?
Yeah.
All right, you might just want to move yourself a bit closer to
yep.
Now, I should be able to do this without breaking that speaker cable. If we pass the, it has turned off. I just pumped the spinet wheel and it didn't do anything. Now, I don't know what the unit does when it goes flat, whether the sounds become crackly or muffled or soft, or I don't know what it does.
But the only way to know that is through consistent use to the point of flattening the batteries.
Yes. But I really enjoy this game. Now, before we play passive mode, do you want to explain how you got yours and how I got mine?
Okay, now, when I saw an ad for Bop It Download, and I had heard that on Main Menu, someone had done a review for Bop It Extreme 2.
Trent doesn't listen to Main Menu, I should say, but I do. But
yes,
that's just Trent's personal preference.
Yes, exactly. Now, what was my point again? I'd heard that someone had reviewed it, and I had heard of the Bop It toys for some years at this point. And I was kind of like, oh yeah, whatever, I'm too old for toys, I'm not going to buy a Bop It, it's probably just a cheap rip of something I played with as a kid. But when I actually heard someone did a review on a blindness-based program for one of the Bop Its, I thought, maybe Bop It is something I'd be interested in. So I looked up a Wikipedia article to read more about Bop It, and if you're interested, there is a Wikipedia article on Bop It that tells you everything.
Wikipedia.org.
Yeah. Then Mum saw an ad for Bop It on TV One, because we've got cable. And then she went onto eBay to purchase a Bop It download. Now, due to payment problems and a couple of other issues, she wasn't able to get that until much later. I was anticipating the Bop It download because I really wanted to. Well, I actually didn't know what Bop It was going to be at the time. Could have been Extreme 2 for all I knew.
You said it was either going to be Extreme 2 or download.
Yeah. Anyway, regardless, then Mum comes on Saturday night, just before Easter Sunday, and gives me this thing, which I assumed was my Bop It. Which Bop It? I didn't know. I come to find, not that I was at all upset by this, that it is download and she'd actually bought it from a Target store.
Now, I think they do have Target in the US.
Do they?
I think they do. Certainly places like, if you're in the US, places like Best Buy and Walmart and Toys R Us will have these.
Well, definitely have them, yeah. Anyway, Target down here, they had it. Mum bought it. We didn't have the batteries at the time, but we put some in and we used it and basically, that's how I got mine. And then Lachlan came over a few days later.
Was that on a Thursday?
Yeah, on a Thursday after I'd gotten my Bop It download. And then Mum had called me from her work where the Bop It download that she had tried to purchase on eBay had actually arrived. And I thought, okay, maybe Lachlan will like this. So he was playing with my Bop It download. And then I said to Mum, yeah, Lachlan really likes it. Then Lachlan told me he really wanted one towards the time Mum was coming home. Mum came home, asked me what Lachlan thought of it, asked Lachlan if he had any batteries, and then gave me a box to give to Lachlan. And what was in that box? A Bop It download. And that's how Lachlan got his and how I got mine.
So I essentially got my Bop It download for nothing, and I'm very grateful to Trent and his family for it. because I really do enjoy playing with it. Now, in the first few days that I had my Pocket download, I played with it hardcore. I played with it, you know, for, you know, sort of 2 hours at a time, or 1 hour, 2 hours at a time. 2 days after I got the unit, I got home at about 10:30 on a Thursday night, up in at Trent's house, and I thought, look, I'm too tired to play Pocket Download, I'm not going to play it now. So I left it on the table, and then the following morning I opened the box, and the box, it hadn't been used, so the unit was tied in with cable ties that I had to cut off with a pair of scissors. So I put the batteries in it. Within, the following night was actually Earth Hour.
Yeah.
Here in Melbourne, and I thought Earth Hour, people are just talking about it like it's no, like it's, you know, the next big thing, and I don't want to know about it. But I decided to take part anyway, so I turned off all the lights and just take a little battery-powered torch with me. I've been playing Bop It Download since Friday morning, and by 9 p.m. on Saturday night, I was up to a score of 820, and I was on level 15. Now, you know, that's incredible.
It really is.
I haven't been playing...
And he'd had it for no more than 2 days.
No more than 2 days, and I was on level 15 already. And how long did it take you to get to level 14?
Oh, well, with help, let me see. I got up to level 5 on the Saturday night that I got mine. I think by the time... With help, I think it took me about the same amount of time to get to 14.
2 days?
Yeah.
Within about 3 hours, I was on level 14 on the Friday morning. I opened the unit at like 8 in the morning, and by about midday, I was on level 14.
That's incredible.
And I had already downloaded new sounds to it. So, I love my Bop It download, and I'm going to show you the password mode now. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's go.
Solo!
Okay, I'm going to put it on password mode. I'm going to start, and when it says password, I'll give it to you.
Bullet. Bop It. Bullet. Whisk It. Bullet. Pass It. Yeah! You're out!
I actually happened to hold the bop at a different way to Lachlan. I'll start this time.
Okay.
Just going to try and figure out what I'm doing.
Whoa!
And...
High! Medium!
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, cool.
Bullet. Whisk It.
Bullets.
spin it. Stop it. Pass it.
It calls out pass
it.
It calls out pass it at random intervals.
Pull it. Stop it. Stop it. Pull it. Spin it. Pass it. Lick it. Pull it. Spin it. Pull it. Pass it. Twist it. Lick it. Lick it. Twist it. Pass it. Stop it. Stop it. Pull it.
Bump the spin it wheel with my right thumb instead of pulling it. I quite often do that.
And unfortunately, it quite often registers.
Now, I should say, listeners, Trent has been humming along to the music that the Popper's been playing as we've been playing. When I was playing solo mode and now we've been playing Pass
It's addictive stuff.
Trent's been humming along to the soundtrack. So, as I say, you know, within my first few days of owning the unit, I was playing it constant, or not quite constantly, but playing it intensively. I haven't been playing it intensively since then, and the reason for this is because I've just ordered the Victor Regis Dream, and that came about 2 weeks ago.
You received it very promptly.
Yeah, I received it the day after I ordered it, which is incredible.
Very promptly.
Thank you very much, Ramona, Mandy, and Anthony Kirkpatrick from Humanware Australia.
But shameless plug right there.
Yeah, I just had to. But the thing is, the Victor Regis Dream isn't the Bop It download, okay? They're two completely different products.
No, how cool would it be if it was? Victor Regis Dream doubles as a Bop It download. That would be so awesome.
I actually think Humanware should do that.
That would be so cool.
Maybe Humanware should collaborate with Hasbro and create Victor Regis Dream that doubles as a Bop It download.
Oh, yeah. That would be so awesome.
And that wouldn't be hard to do, you know.
You think?
Like, just imagine the Victor Regis Dream playing a beat, and then it tells you to press buttons on the keypad.
That would be so cool!
Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, man, I want one of those. Man, yep, Humanware should collaborate with us. It can be marketed by Milton Bradley and Humanware. Stream it. And then you can imagine passing the Daisy player to someone else. That'd be cool. Anyway.
Oh,
God. So much.
Oh. We've been recording for half an hour.
Wow.
For 38 minutes. Anyway, after that little burst of insanity, we're now going to demonstrate pass it mode. And I think what we'll do, Trent, is if you turn around and face me. There's the my blowing up microwave behind you there.
Yes. Hey, listeners, if you want me to at the end of this collage,
Ashley's Trent seeing my dog.
I do want to submit a podcast to Blind Call Tech that I probably shouldn't mention right now. Quite amusing. I'll talk about that with Lachlan in private later. Anyway, if you'd like me to, I can submit something to those of you who enjoyed the Best of the Bangs. It will be me backing my chair that I'm sitting on up into Lachlan's old microwave. It will last about 2-3 seconds.
It just consists of a metallic clanging noise as the wooden chair legs hit the microwave.
It should be a lot of fun. And I shall giggle the night. Stop licking my crotch! Lie down. Oh, the hell is containing it, so. Ash, get your head off. Are you licking something?
No, I think he's okay.
Cool. I dare anyone on Blind Call Tech to submit a podcast that's hilarious. Okay. Now, what are we going to demonstrate one-on-one mode?
Yeah, one-on-one.
Yeah, cool.
Now, I just thought it would be easier if you face me, because then we can... Yeah, all right. Well, if I hold the left hand side with a pull it and flick it...
I'll just spin it and flick it.
Yeah, now you are able to operate those controls?
Yes.
See, we're both right-handed, so we're holding the unit with our left hands. You are right-handed, aren't you?
Yeah.
I thought so. So we're both holding the unit with our right hands. And with our left hands, and we're going to operate the controls with our own hands. Now, due to that burst of insanity that just happened, because Trent was just laughing and I started laughing too, the unit would have no doubt turned itself off. So I'm going to power it back up.
Solo! Pass it! One-on-one!
Yeah, there we go. Trent's doing imitations of the voice. I'm going to start the game, and when it calls out Bop It, we've both got to race each other to press the respective Bop It buttons. So let's go.
Rock. Bullet. Bullet. Twist it. Spin it. Lick it.
That was close.
Bullet. Lick it. Rocket. Green.
Oh.
Ricket.
This is a death match.
Oh, yeah.
Bullet. Bullet.
Whoa.
Phoenix. Whisket. Bullet. 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 Whisket. Bullet. Bullet.
That was a real dead match, but you won that one.
That was awesome.
Now, that being
said... You know, I came very close to people listening. I came very close a few times to doing the wrong thing. Sometimes I flick it, would say flick it, and I was like, wait, what? Oh, all right, flick. So it's very reflex-based. Like, if you're a bit slow on the uptake, you would have been, like, if you're a bit slow on the uptake, if it says spin it and you'll play a two and you don't realise what you're supposed to do, you'll be out like that. And then the player will win.
Yes, that's correct.
But both of us, we always knew what we were doing.
Yeah. Now, when Raul Gallegos demonstrated Boppet Extreme 2 on the main menu review, he mentioned passing, but he didn't really explain it, except to say that he didn't think it was terribly accessible because of the colours.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't actually played with Boppet Extreme 2, but I assume that one-on-one mode would be the same on Boppet Extreme 2 as it is on Boppet Download.
I can't imagine why it would be different. From the review I talk about the review I read on Boppet Blast recently. From the review I read on Boppet Blast, it doesn't sound all that different to what it would have been on Boppet Download.
Yeah. Now, I have to say that when playing as a person with low vision, such as myself, against someone who's totally blind, like Trent. Trent doesn't have any sight at all, whereas I have tunnel vision in my left eye and nothing in my right eye. I'm actually at an advantage when we're playing passive mode because I can see the lights coming on in levels 5, 6, and then...
11 and 12 and the rest.
Whereas Trent can't. But we're on a level playing field when we play one-on-one. One-on-one mode is probably the most accessible mode on Boppet Download. It really is.
Yeah.
And while Boppet Download may not be so good for someone who is blind, it's a great toy for someone with low vision. You know, blind people can play it, but it's great for someone like myself with low vision. When I was a child, and there goes my voice, a talking alarm clock upstairs. When I was a young child of, you know, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, I'm 24 now. But when I was a young child, I was fascinated with lights and torches. You know, I'm turning lights on and off, turning torches on and off, and there goes my cuckoo clock. If Boppet Download had been available then, I would have loved it. Although I'm probably being a bit too young to play it. So, really, Boppet Download is good for those who are blind who are willing to take the risks.
Like I did.
the levels with the lights.
Yeah.
But it's excellent for someone with low vision. And, you know, they could also be good. And there goes clock stands on the computer.
I used to do something similar, actually. I used to have all my talking clocks go off in sync with one another. Like half a second intervals.
And you had heaps of them.
I did.
Well, you had a few, that's for sure.
Yeah. Ding.
But yeah, Bop It Download would be great for someone with low vision. And the one on my mode is playable. It's even more playable on this unit than solo or pass for someone with no vision at all. And, you know, if perhaps you've recently lost your sight and you're having rehabilitation to teach you to use what sight you do have, my orientation instructor says that I use the sight I have very well when I'm out and about. So if you have a rehabilitation instructor trying to teach you how to use the sight you do have, let's say you've recently lost some, this wouldn't be a bad way about it. Would you agree with that, Trent?
I would, but can I actually make another comment that's a bit unrelated? The guy who wrote the review for one of the other Boppets actually said that a good way to use it would actually be in a aged care home for people who are slowly or quickly descending into senility, as it would test their reflexes still.
I suppose it would. Where did you read that review?
Oh, I can't remember what the page was.
You did tell me about
that. But this guy, he was English, and he was like in his 30s, and he got a Boppet Blast for his birthday, and oh, it was a very funny review. Very funny.
Okay. So, really, the Boppet toys, it's a lot of fun. I don't play with it as much as I did the first few days I got it, but, you know, when I play, I really do enjoy it.
Yeah, that was fun just doing that then.
It was.
Hmm.
I will quickly show the playback mode. As I said, I haven't had much experience with this, and the manual isn't terribly descriptive, nor is the help file that comes with the software. And as I said, the software may not be terribly accessible. But if you do have a Boppet download and you want to get the software, go to www.playboppet.com. Actually, I should say, sometimes when I go to the Play Boppet website, it takes me to the Hasbro website. Which, at least, it appears to take me to the Hasbro website. It doesn't always take me to the playboppet.com website. So if you want to download the software, go to www.playboppet.com/download. And when you do that, you'll get a standard Windows download file dialog box. You know the one. I don't need to explain it to you.
Yeah, exactly. You've said it before.
Yeah, the software doesn't come on a CD. The file is only about 8 megabytes in size.
Which is pretty good. I mean, it's not going to take up too much space on your
computer. So really, it doesn't come on a CD. I mean, it would just be a waste of plastic if it did, really, wouldn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. All you really need to get is, I mean, you do get the USB cable and the mic with the toy. You know, what else do you want?
And you also get the manual.
Yeah.
It does come with a microphone. It's just a little handheld. I think it's probably an electric type microphone. I don't know exactly what type of microphone it is. It's an analog microphone you just plug into your sound card. I didn't actually use that microphone. In fact, I haven't even removed it from the plastic wrapping that it came in. It's still in its plastic wrapping. I used my Logitech USB headset to record those prompts for my unit. I'll quickly demonstrate the playback mode. So, turning it back on.
Perfect. 1-on-1. Playback.
Now, if I activate any control other than the puller arm, this is what happens. And Trent's clicking his fingers.
I'm sorry, this is really dancing. I caught myself the other day, headphones in, bopping in hand, dancing away, shaking the roof thing with this. Get old blaster. I don't know if this was a visual medium in Catherine moving my chair.
Well, I just know, but if it was on YouTube, then we probably would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's on the playback's default. And I'll just say this to you, Lachlan. I was listening to that the other day, Dancing Away, and I actually did notice that the bass line is the default beat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The instrument sounds are kind of similar to the default sound.
Yeah.
All right, well, what I might do now is I'll pause the recording and I'm going to connect the Bopit download up to the computer. I'm not going to demonstrate, it's hard for me to demonstrate the software because I don't have a screen reader because I don't use one. But I'll give you a sample of the different sounds available. The sounds are based on different themes, and the themes seem to be classic, which is the default, rock, dance, and hard rock. I'm going to now pause this and connect the Bopit up to my computer.
Awesome. I get to see this too because I haven't done this.
And I will quickly show you the difference. I'm not going to give you a full tour of the software, but I'll show you the different voices and the sounds.
Cool.
It did. Okay, so I'm going to put the recorder here. My computer's already powered up.
I heard a crunch.
That was me opening the door in the front of the computer.
Huh.
I usually keep my Bopit download on medium, by the way.
Not to be confused with me, I crank it up as loud as I can, just like I do with my Torx phone, just like I do with my music. Anyone has a problem with it, get over it.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. And the other thing is, I mostly use my, and the Bopit download is about to fall off the top of the computer, which is not good, because that means it might break.
I dropped mine today.
Yeah, and you told me that it lost your score, but it didn't lose the levels.
Which is awesome.
It is. I mostly use my Bopit download with headphones, just because I prefer to use headphones than speakers. That's just my preference. But Trent, you use the speaker most of the time, don't you?
Most of the time. Unless, like, Mum's watching telly and I'm not interested in the show she's watching, in which case I'll get the headphones out, get the Bopit out and play it that way.
Yeah, and I think it's great. The fact that it has the headphone output is great. And I actually made a recording of the Bopit download going straight into the line input on my sound card the other day and recorded it into Audacity.
Now, was that was with the default, yeah?
No, that was with the sounds I've got now.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That was not with the default sounds. That was with the sounds I've got on the toy now.
Okay.
Except I was using a different voice.
Yeah.
I'll show you later.
Yep.
I'm going to... And I think the Bopit download... You will have heard the little USB connection, but I think the Bopit download itself has switched off. So I'm going to turn it on. Yeah, and you'll notice the sound is different to the default. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to turn the volume on the speakers up a little bit here. I use the mouse, by the way. So when you double click on the desktop icon for the Bopit download, the software opens up, but it actually opens up in the system tray. It doesn't come up onto the screen.
Oh, okay.
It opens up into the Windows system tray, and I'm just going to very quickly, actually I'll pause the recording while I do this. I'm going to double click on the Bopit download application. Now I've got a screen up and I've got, I like to think of them as tabs. They don't look like tabs. Get the recorder and just speak into it. They don't look like the normal tabs you'd see in an application. They're graphical. So you've got voice, music, sound, and playback. Now, some sounds on the unit will only become available for download once you pass a certain amount of points. Once you gain a certain amount of points, for example, well, I should say. I'm going to go down here and click the Get More Sounds button. And that is going to check my Bopit download for the score, and it has now obtained more voices. And I'm just going to move this speaker here and put the recorder down here. I'm now going to give you some samples of the different voices. Now, this is a voice called Party Girl. So if I double-click the voice...
Bopit! Twist it! I've seen better! Ooh, so close!
And the next voice appears to be called Chav Girl, I think that says, and I'll play that.
Bop it, though. Twist it, though.
You been this, rude boy?
That's great.
The next voice is Posh Girl.
Bop it! Twist it! I'm so, like, no way!
So it doesn't give you every single command.
No.
But it just gives you a quick sample. And then there's one here called Snob Woman, which I don't like this voice very much at all.
Bopit. Twist it. So you think you're a Bopit master? Well, you're not.
Then there's Pirate, which is my favourite voice.
Bopit.
No,
twist
that's not it.
So you think you're a Bopit master? Well, you're not.
The next voice is the Pirate voice, and this is my favourite one.
Bopit. Twist it. Arr, well done. 50 pieces of silver to you.
The next one has a name that I don't like. It's called Country Bumpkin, I think that says. And actually, I don't like the voice very much either.
Bop it! Twist it! That were a load of rubbish. Well, I'll be a stick of rhubarb.
Then there's another one here that I quite like, Cockney Man.
Bop it! Twist it! Well played, mate! Oh, come on!
And here's my Bop it voice.
Bop it! Twist it! You're doing well! My one week old brother can do better than you.
And then the next voice is Party Voice and Party Boy, and this is the default voice.
Bop it! Twist it! Nice! Cool! Too slow!
So when you get the unit out of the box, that's the voice that comes on the unit. And
oh,
now,
so that's Party Boy. That's the voice I'm
That's the default voice, yeah.
Okay.
And now we've got some samples of the music. So I've clicked on the music button. Now, this is the sound, the music track that I'm currently using. And then the next one is classic, and this is the default.
Yeah.
And that's the one that you're using.
Yep.
That's the default. Next one is dance. Sounds a bit like the default, doesn't it?
Does a bit, yeah.
And then the next one is hard rock. And I actually haven't used this one, but I don't really want to because I don't like it very much. I'm not sure I like that voice very much.
I don't think it's very hardcore.
No.
If it was up to me, you'd have a bullet for my Valentine-esque. Bop it beat. That'd be hard rock.
It would be. Now I've clicked on the sounds button and these are the default sounds, and the sounds sort of they're based on the they're sounds that match the different styles of music. So the styles of sounds are for the rock, classic, dance and hard rock. This is the rock sound set that I'm using. And this is the default sound sample.
Yep.
The dance sounds. And the hard rock sounds. And if I do click on the playback tab, nothing is showing up in the list. The sounds and music and voices all show up in a list. Nothing's showing up under the playback list, which makes me curious and makes me... I don't quite understand why nothing's showing up there. Maybe you have to actually download sounds from the web, or maybe it hasn't become unlocked because I haven't finished the game yet, but I don't know. Now, when you select a sound, it's like a list with checkboxes in it. So, if I go back to voice... Nothing is checked, but if I click on an item, it will actually put a checkbox in the box next to the item. Then I click the loader button and it loads the sounds and voices and music you've selected. And the Bop-It plays a little chime to indicate that it's finished loading. I'm going to exit the software now and disconnect the Bop-It download. And I've turned the Bop-It down. That's about all I wanted to say about the Bop-It download. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Trent?
No, what can I say? I don't mind the voice. I reckon if I was going to go another voice, it'd actually probably be Party Girl.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried that voice.
Quite like the Party Girl voice. The Party Boy voice is cool because it's just what I'm used to. And I like the dance beat. And the rock beat that you're using too, Lachlan?
Yeah, the rock beat's cool.
Don't like the hard rock much.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
The pirate's voice is cool.
Yeah, I love
it. As far
that.
As the sound effects go, I think I would stick to the default.
Okay, I like the rock sound sample. Well, that's all. I'm going to end the review here because I've been rambling on for just over an hour.
Hey, it was worth it.
Oh, it was. If you want to get in contact with me, you can email me. My email address is LachlanT, that's LachLant, all in lowercase, at netspace.net.au.
And one more thing before we go, if you want a Bop-It download, like Lachlan said before, depending on where you are, if you're an American citizen, I'd suggest checking out like Toys R Us or Walmart or whatever. If you're listening to this and you're from Melbourne or any other city in Australia, there are Toys R Us stores down here. There are Toy Kingdoms, Target, Meijer Toy Department. Look for it in any toy. And if you really can't find it in toy departments, by all means, check eBay or Amazon. They have them.
They would. And you might even be able to buy them from Hasbro directly.
Quite possibly. I think there's a toy shop page on their page.
The problem is, I don't know the retail price, and even if I did, it wouldn't do much good for you, for the people listening to this in America.
Exactly. Look, you'll find it where you'll find it. There are, honestly, Bop It is easy, as it's pretty easy to come by right now. So you'll find the download, and you'll probably find other models as well. Just go into any toy store or some sort of vendor and just look.
Yeah, really, that's all I can say. So thanks for listening to this review. I hope I haven't bored anyone to sleep, although I don't think we could have got with the insanity exactly. that was happening earlier when Ash was looking French in places he didn't need to.
Oh, look, not just that, but how could you possibly be bored when we're talking about such an addictive game? And no, Hasbro didn't pay me to say that. It really is.
It really is.
I wish they would.
Yes, on the box it does have warning. Addiction has written on the box.
That on the box. No joke.
It really is no joke.
But, we hope you enjoy the review that we've done of the Bop It download. And if you're interested, well, you can contact Lachlan, or you can, if you want to get a Bop It download, do what we said before. Check the net, check toy stores, whatever. They're easy to find.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.